One real soldier, Army National Guard Captain Padraic Lilly, recently returned from Iraq. He told us how disconnected he felt from everybody he knew back home.
My name is Padraic Lilly. Served in Iraq with the National Guard, with the 42nd Infantry Division, with the Aviation Brigade. People would send us the newspaper, and we'd get there 2 weeks later. And we would expect all the things that were important to us to show up somewhere in the paper, and it wouldn't. And the worst thing about it was you didn't know if that was the day you died, would you just be the ticker, you know, on CNN for 30 seconds? And then they said, well, now there's a fire in Topeka, Kansas, so that's the new ticker. And so you really got a feeling like what was happening to us was not even on the radar screen of the guys back home. A couple of buddies gave me some of the music from Black 47. There was one song in particular, My Love Is in New York. My wife was back in New York. And one of the lines is, the war is long forgotten for those that stayed at home. I talked to my buddies, guys that are in the civilian sector. A lot of the guys are like, hey, I haven't been in touch with you in a while. What have you been up to? And I'm like, I was in Iraq. And goddamn. And then the more I listened to it, the more I felt like it was something I could relate to.
I'm Larry Kerwin. I'm the guitarist, singer, songwriter for Black 47. 2, 3, 4, downtown Baghdad blues. I was very aware of emails I was getting from, you know, certain fans of the bands who were over there. And sometimes there would be a turn of phrase in there, and it was just really something. For instance, one of them was the end of it. He said, but in the end, I sometimes have to think, what the hell am I doing here in the first place? I took that and used it in Downtown Baghdad Blues. You know, some people say that's ham-fisted, but that's what these people are putting up with over there all the time, and I wanted to express it in a very forthright manner, the way they would do it.
We were going through our put-away process at Fort Dix, New Jersey. There was a flyer that said, hey, Black 47's playing tonight at Connolly's. So I stopped off and I saw the show, and it was just like, what a connection to see the origin of what I had listened to when I was feeling detached from the rest of the world. It was just like, it was amazing. I don't think I missed a concert for the next 6 months. We've been too good and bad. From Romantic to Baghdad. Johnny had my back like it was his own. In the heat and the dust. I've got buddies that don't agree with my fervor about the message that maybe the war was not a good channel for our efforts, because some guys still think that we're fighting terrorism. Somebody who has served has hung their butt on the line, and some people think that a fellow like Larry, a lot of people say, ah, what does he know?
Well, on St. Patrick's Day in 2003 at the Knitting Factory in New York City, the intention of war had been declared earlier that day. And during the sound check, I worked up a version of Pete Seeger's Where Are All the Flowers Gone to talk about Iraq. And when we did that song, there was a lot of booing and people walked out. There were some scuffles between people in the audience, both for the war and against the war. What am I, about 5'8"? You got a guy 6'2" who comes up and sticks his face in yours and says you're an unpatriotic piece of da-da-da, you know. And he's got a lot of drink taken, and you think, oh, my God, you know, this guy hits me, it's going to be serious. Black 47 can't afford to lose any fans. I hasten to admit that. Everyone we lose, it's a friend lost. It's someone who bought your albums, loved your music, and now has decided, I don't want any more part of these people. I actually used to feel sick in my stomach going on stage because I'd think to myself, tonight I won't do Downtown by Dead Blues. I'll give it a break. And then after five or six songs, I think, yeah, that's wrong.
The show's going on, the trace is so bright. There are times I can tell, if it's day or it's night.
Some bands have a message that I think is, you know, they don't want to turn people off. So Black 47, I definitely hand it to them for being able to musically stand on their own and also to say, you know what, we could get by and just make, you know, the next new 3.5 minute song that would, you know, fill the bar on Saturday. You know, the fact that they're putting a message out that's not palatable to the public, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that they're doing.
I wouldn't become a rock and roll musician now because it's not the cutting edge of politics and music that it was when I first entered it. I'd get into television, I'd get a job on Fox and try and change from within. Maybe for me, it's too late to change. That might be the problem.
Got a homie in Samara going up the walls. Every time he uses an Islamic prayer call. Me, I don't care much about Jesus or Muhammad. You don't stop bullets to the best of my knowledge. Later from the boat, you catch you in eternity. Hopefully, towards the end of the century.
Larry Kirwan of the band Black 47, their new CD, Iraq, is out right now. We also heard from Captain Podrick Lilly. Trent Woolby produced our story. If there's some song or film or any work of art that has brought the wars in Iraq or Afghanistan home for you, we'd like to hear about it. Tell us at studio360.org.